Though the union deals to keep the Globe in business still have to be approved, many see the paper as having a new lease on life. The head of the nonprofit Boston Foundation said yesterday that simply avoiding a threatened shutdown was very, very important. The news is also welcome for many advertisers who've been scrambling to figure out what to do in case the Globe closed. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on the range of opinion.
For all the talk about declining ad revenue in the newspaper industry, it's still substantial. By the end of this year, the Boston Globe stands to sell a few hundred million dollars worth of ads. Lisa Adams works for Allen & Garrettson, an ad buying agency in Watertown. She says even with online advertising booming, it would be tough for her clients to drop the Globe. After all, she says, the paper reaches 500,000 households on the week's biggest day.
On Sunday, those families are sitting down, they're holding that paper, and you've got somebody's full attention. For that reason, you typically are going to have better impact.
But not everyone is bolstered by the Globe's apparent new lease on life. Ernie Bach Jr., the head of Bach Automotive in Norwood, says he just talked to Globe salespeople this week, but despite their efforts, his ad buys with the paper will never be anything like they used to.
In the 80s and early 90s, the Globe was it. King. Top of the world. Nobody sold more cars than the Globe.
If anything, Bach says, the newspaper's brush with mortality may only have ended up scaring advertisers. The Globe may be staying around for now, but it's probably going to have a smaller reach and a different look once management gets done with cutting costs. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.